What does this mean in a person's individual avodah? What it means in a person's individual avodah, and what does it mean in terms of the times we're living in now? In a person's individual avodah, what this means is that the Jew has a Jew has the capacity to be finite and infinite at the same time. A Jew has the capacity to operate under all the rules and limitations of time and space. There's only so much time. There's only so much space. There's only so much time you have to learn Torah. There's only so many mitzvahs you can do. There's only so much you can do. And yet, a Jew has the capacity to be connected to above time and space at the same time that they're operating within time and space. At the same time that a Jew is doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvahs have very exact rules. You have to do the mitzvahs exactly. They're very clear, defined, finite, definitive rules on how to do a mitzvah. Torah is also very specific. There are specific words and ideas and concepts which are included in Torah, and anything that's not that is not there. So everything you learn, everything you do is very specific and defined and limited. If you do it exactly this way, it's a mitzvah. If you do it a different way, it's not a mitzvah. You have to get all the details exactly right. And yet, a Jew has the power to experience in the doing of a mitzvah how in that mitzvah is invested all the revelations of God himself. To be operating within time and space and to be totally above time and space at the same time. It does sound like a contradiction. That's our problem. Our problem is that to us it's a contradiction. And we're right. From our perspective it is a contradiction. But to God, there are no contradictions. Because to God, he's the source of everything. He's the source of time and space. He's the source of what's above time and space. And he can put the two together. And he can give us the power to put the two together also. We, in and of ourselves, we don't have that power. But he can give us the power. And what the Rebbe is telling us is that he did. And so too, in one's experience of God, how one experiences godly revelation, he can give us the power in order to experience the revelation of the Geula, which the revelation of Geula is the revelation of God himself. With the revelation of God himself comes the revelation of, meaning all revelations will have one, in a way that each of those revelations express God himself, meaning that in each finite revelation, which we get all together all at once, is expressed the infinity of God himself. So to us it sounds like, what, when, where, how, me, what are you talking to me? I'm not holding by that. I don't even really understand what we're talking about. Forget about me being ready for that. And the answer is, hey, you're not. But I can give you the power. But the premise of my giving you the power is that you use the power. I don't give you, if I wanted to just give it to you as a gift, she says I could have created a perfect world that way on the first thing. I don't want to give it to you as a gift. I want to give you the power, but you have to develop the power. You have to put it to use. So what does it mean? You're telling me I have this power. But it doesn't feel to me like I have any special power. I get up in the morning and I feel like little old me. I mean, I don't feel like I have any great powers. I don't feel like I have any great anything. You're telling me powers, infinite, finite, revelational, at once, together, what? Sounds great, but what does it have to do with me? I don't feel like I have any power.